This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital Beirut has killed Hamas's number two political leader, marking a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arori was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. 379 passengers and a crew of a Japan Airlines jet managed to get away from a devastating fire that erupted after it collided with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport on Tuesday. However, 5 out of 6 crew on the smaller plane were reported to have died. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Eyewitness footage captured passengers running across the tarmac after leaving the Airbus A350 aircraft on an evacuation slide, having landed from the northern island of Hokkaido. The Japan Airlines plane was overwhelmed by the blaze despite efforts by rescue crews to control it. Broadcaster NHK, citing the Tokyo Fire Department, said at least 17 people on board were injured. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes headed to Niigata Airport on Japan's west coast to deliver aid following the powerful earthquake which struck on New Year's Day, killing tens of people.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Russia had used almost 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks over the last 3 days. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said the latest attacks were intended to cause maximum destruction. Kyiv has warned for weeks that Russia appeared to be stockpiling missiles for big attacks.